Our study tonight is out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 15 through 24. Catholicism's multiple mediators versus Christ, our sole mediator. A number of our church members have come from Roman Catholic backgrounds, and they often seek support in biblical truths that counter the strong errant indoctrination that they faced in their past. The Epistle to the Hebrews was written to counter the errant traditionalism of first century Judaism that was similar in theological thrust to much of Catholicism. So we study Hebrews for edification in this matter. The author of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 through 24, contrasted Judaism's inferior covenant made with the blood of sacrificial animals versus Christ's sacrifice of his own blood as the mediator of a better covenant. In doing so, the passage critiques Catholicism's teaching on multiple mediators between God and men. So we study the passage for our insight, our application, and advocation. I want to read the verses, and then we'll look at them. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 through 24. "And for this cause, he," that's Jesus, "is the mediator of the new covenant," or New Testament, "that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament or a will is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator, or the one who made the will. For a will or a testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, 'This is the blood of the covenant which God has enjoined unto you.' Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission, or actually no forgiveness of sins. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Okay, though Scripture offers not one word about Mary or a pope or the priests or the saints as mediators, Romanism teaches that there are many mediators, and the great majority of Roman Catholics, if asked, would say that our primary approach to God is through the Virgin Mary, and that only as she begs for us shall we actually enter into the presence of God. In fact, canonized Saint Bishop Alphonse de Liguori, in his book, The Glories of Mary, that was published in 1931, page 94, wrote of Mary, quote, "And she is truly a mediatress of peace between sinners and God. Sinners receive pardon by Mary alone. Mary is our life. Mary, in obtaining this grace for sinners by her intercession, thus restores them to life. He fails and is lost who has not recourse to Mary." All right. In contrast, Hebrews chapter 9, 15 to 24, and other scriptures present Christ as man's sole mediator with God, since Christ, as God incarnate with his substitutionary sacrifice alone, can even qualify to be our mediator. Christ died as the ransom to set sinners free from sins committed under the first covenant of the Mosaic Law. So he is the mediator between God and sinful man of a new covenant, that believers might receive God's promised eternal inheritance. It's amazing. Jesus is God come in the flesh. That's what God incarnate means. So he's man, and he's also God. Okay, he's God come in the flesh. He shed his blood as a sinless human being, and his blood totally atones for our sins. So Jesus Christ has taken his blood, and as God, can talk to God, and as man, he can talk to God on behalf of man. Nobody else is even close to that. Mary didn't die on the cross for our sins. The Pope didn't. Priests haven't. The saints haven't. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The only one who hasn't sinned and who has sacrificed for us is Jesus. Jesus is the sole mediator. Anyway, number two on C. In the case of a will that is in force only upon the death of the one who made it, not while the one who made it is still living. Even under the first covenant of the Aaronic priesthood, that covenant was put into effect with the death of sacrificial animals and the shedding of their blood and its applications to the scroll of the law and the people who were to observe it. They actually sprinkled that scroll, and that's something that we don't need today. And in fact, when that particular thing happened, it was a commitment to live according to the law. Moses also had to use the sacrificial blood to sprinkle the tabernacle and everything used in its ceremonies, for without the shedding of blood there was no forgiveness of sins. Likewise, the heavenly things corresponding to the earthly tabernacle and its furnishing had to be sprinkled, but not with the blood of sacrificial animals, but with the blood of Jesus Christ, when he entered into heaven to appear on behalf of us believers as our mediator with God. That must have been a remarkable thing. Jesus did this at his death. At his death, he went into the presence of the Father. And, of course, the thief on the cross would have been there. He probably would have seen this whole thing, which is amazing. But he went before the Father, and he presented his atonement in our behalf. And of course, at that point, when Jesus died, that's when the Father ripped the temple veil from top to bottom, opened up the door so people could come in fellowship with the Lord. And that demonstrated the Father's acceptance of the sacrifice of his Son. So no substitutionary death of Mary, no substitutionary death of a pope or of a priest or of a saint can be used for any one of them to act as our mediator with God. For all of them have sinned, and all of them have come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Only the sinless Son of God with his substitutionary atonement can satisfy the righteous demands of God. So only Jesus Christ can be our mediator. In fact, we have a sin recorded of Mary in Scripture. It's in Mark chapter 2. At one point, I think it's verse 20 and 21, Jesus' family came to get custody of him because they thought that he was insane. He was beside himself because he was skipping meals in order to minister. And later on, after the section when Jesus' mother and brothers come, they're waiting outside calling for him. So it was the mothers, it was the brothers of Jesus and Mary, who at that point were not exhibiting faith in the Lord Jesus at that point. Wonderfully, that all changed. In Acts chapter 1, when the disciples of the Lord Jesus met in the upper room, Mary and the brothers of Jesus met there, and they were one of those. They were amongst that group that spoke in tongues. So, you know, thankfully God forgives sins and whatnot. But Mary was not sinless, and neither were his brothers sinless. Other passages of Scripture attest to the fact that Jesus Christ is our sole mediator with God the Father. In John 14:6, Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. No one came to the Father but by him. There's no other mediator. Acts 4:12 declares that there is salvation in no other name under heaven given amongst men, and that is by the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the sole Savior. 1 John 2:1 asserts that we have an advocate with God the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. That we don't have advocates, plural, Jesus and Mary, Jesus and the saints, Jesus and the popes and all that. We have one advocate, Jesus Christ. Romans 8:34 teaches that Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father, and there he makes intercession for us. We have no other intercessor except the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit intercedes for our prayers. But that's based upon the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 7:25 claims Jesus is able to save completely them that draw near to God the Father through him. And then, of course, we include this every communion Sunday. I mentioned this especially at the request of a number of Catholic people. 1 Timothy 2:5 claims that there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And I repeat that so often because I found out one time that young people were actually memorizing my spiels. So I thought, okay, I'm going to give them something to memorize so it will stick with them, and that's what we want. So contrary to the old covenant under the Mosaic Law and to Roman Catholicism, only the substitutionary atonement of the sinless Lord Jesus Christ qualifies him to be our mediator with God. Mary, the popes, the priests, the saints cannot qualify as sinless parties so as to be our mediator like the sinless Lord Jesus does. So may we rejoice in our sole and all-sufficient mediator with God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I know I'm preaching to the choir on this. Everyone in this room, I'm convinced, believes that Jesus is the sole mediator, but it's something that we can never tire of, and it's very important that we really get this belief down, because we have many people who come from a Roman Catholic background. We run into many Roman Catholics all the time, and it's always good to have this. I'm often amazed how many people will ask me questions about purgatory, ask me questions about, you know, prayers for the dead and things like this because of their Catholic background. And that just happened last Sunday. Someone was asking me, I happened to mention in passing 2 Corinthians 5:8, where to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. Hand shot up, where's that verse? So I was privileged to give that out. But it's wonderful to share the truths that we have and the assurances that we have through our Savior. The salvation that God has wrought in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is absolutely complete. There's no improvement that is needed.